We are going to move then next to the sixth item on our agenda, which is Regulation 2023-02, Artificial Intelligence and Campaign Ads Draft Notice of Disposition. And these are commissioner-led documents. We have representatives from the policy division, though, here, and I appreciate their availability. We have one item from the Republican commissioners, and then one item from four commissioners, bipartisan group of commissioners. Let me open it up to whoever wants to speak first. Otherwise, I have a couple brief things just to say about both these items. I have a longer version of remarks. But I'll make some condensed version of that. I guess I'll ask for unanimous consent that the full written remarks be included as part of the administrative record for this item. Okay. Without objection, no, that'll be so ordered. You know, for more than a year, advocacy groups and media outlets, members of Congress have called on the FEC to regulate artificial intelligence in political campaigns. To that end, we have a petition in front of us from Public Citizen that was filed in July of 2023 asking us to issue new regulations to ban the use of artificial intelligence to misrepresent candidates or political parties in campaign ads. Today, the commission is set to decline to do so. I think the reasons are manifold. A rulemaking that attempted to limit or prohibit the use of AI in campaign communications would not only overstep our legal authority, but it would interject this agency into a developing technology in which it has no expertise or experience. And clumsy commission regulations, I believe, would stifle AI's potential as a tool to broaden public participation in the political process. As such, such an intrusion, it risks trampling on Americans' rights to speak and to hear others speak about candidates and public issues of the day, speech that the Supreme Court has recognized as integral to the operation of the system of government established by the Constitution. So for that reason, I'm going to be supporting the original draft that's been on the agenda, which is from myself, Commissioner Traynor, and Commissioner Dickerson. I'm also going to be supporting both drafts, the one that has more limited reasoning as part of the NOD. And I really appreciate all the patience and work of my colleagues to get these documents on the agenda. I appreciate all the public for their participation in the comment period that we had last year. And with that, I'll open it back up to any other commissioner that wants to say anything. Commissioner Lindebaum, is here? Yeah. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Thank you. And I'll also ask that these, the full comments that will be posted on our website also be part of the administrative record. So
without objection.
So these comments are on behalf of myself and Commissioner Broussard. Again, these are just kind of condensed versions of what is about to go on the website. So today, we took an important and bipartisan step in issuing an interpretive rule clarifying that the fraudulent misrepresentation statute and regulation are technology neutral and therefore already applying to fraudulent misrepresentation that is perpetrated using artificial intelligence assisted media. This has been a long process, and we've received over 2,000 comments from the public. Representing invaluable feedback and viewpoints across the ideological spectrum. What we're doing here today provides the sought after clarity as we lead up to the 2024 elections. But our actions only a small part of the puzzle. It is addressing the role of artificial intelligence in elections more broadly. Misinformation is by no means a new threat, and the increasing availability of artificial intelligence tools can amplify misinformation and expand its reach. And for example, it can exacerbate the particular threat that micro-targeted misinformation can pose to specific populations, such as Black and Brown communities or those in swing states or competitive districts. We are hopeful that Congress will move forward on proposed legislation that offers more comprehensive solutions, such as the series of bipartisan bills that were passed this summer by the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration. Many of the states have really been leading the way here in a bipartisan way to regulate in this space. But traditional regulators are not likely to stop all of the threats posed by artificial intelligence, such as its use by foreign adversaries and other bad actors to interfere with our democracy. A rogue actor bent on influencing an election is doubtful to adhere to a disclaimer requirement for its misinformation, in the same way a candidate campaign is likely due for a negative advertisement against his or her opponent. For these types of threats, we need a whole of society approach, and the American intelligence agencies have a significant role to play in identifying and publicizing known threats and combating those rogue actors. We also have a role to play, and by we, I mean we as citizens, in rejecting misinformation by focusing on digital literacy and finding and promoting trusted sources of information. Finally, the bipartisan nature of these efforts to regulate is paramount. Political attacks leveraging artificial intelligence routinely crosses the aisle against both political parties. These bipartisan threats require bipartisan solutions, and the commission's actions today are the result of hard work and collaboration with our colleagues, Commissioner Alan Dickerson and Commissioner Trey Traynor. The proposed federal legislation referenced above are also bipartisan efforts, and our state measures from states both red and blue. So again, thank you to my colleagues. This has been an interesting year in this. And I'm also really, truly grateful for all the commenters. And I hope that those regulating in this space will also read those comments. So thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, anyone else? Vice Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agree with pretty much everything that my colleague just said. I believe that we should do the rulemaking. I may be alone in that. And I say that with no disrespect to the interpretive rule. You know, we're that's actually not quite where we are in the agenda yet, but I intend to support the interpretive rule. I appreciate my colleague's efforts on that. But I still think that my first choice always was to do rulemaking, so at an appropriate time, and I will have more fulsome comments in writing, which I suppose we don't usually do this, but you know, if we want to make a formal make it formally part of the administrative record, then I suppose I will ask that my comments also be the written comments that I will issue later today will be made part of the administrative record.
Without objection, so ordered.
As I said, at the appropriate time, I would like to make a motion, which maybe I'll be the only one to support, to start a rulemaking.
Sure. So I think that the appropriate time would be before the NODs then. So whether there are any other colleagues who wish to be recognized or who have any, I'll also have, you know, questions. Go ahead, Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have not prepared a substantial public statement for inclusion in the public record, but I understand that my comments here are part of the administrative record, so I will limit myself to that. You know, I spoke in the last matter of confidence in government, and this is something I believe in pretty strongly, is that confidence in government is helped when administrative agencies are forthright about the limits on their authority. And, you know, I thank the policy staff for all their engagement with this. I thank my staff for drafting the documents that it looks like are going to pass today. But I do want to say, I don't think this was a hard question. You know, there's very little disagreement on what the law actually is. The request asked for a rule that would say that the use of deepfakes is a violation of our statute. Our statute is limited to a particular type of fraudulent misrepresentation, the fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority. And to my knowledge, there's unanimity on this commission that we do not have authority to go beyond that understanding of fraud at this commission. Congress could change that, it has chosen not to. And there's also unanimity, as far as I understand, that provision is technology neutral. And so I'm pleased that we've been able to get to a point where we can forthrightly explain to the public what we all know the law to be. And I will just say that in terms of the confidence in this commission from the public, I hope in the future that these efforts are easier, and that the engagement of the public with this commission is honest about our role in the larger conversation that takes place publicly.
Thank you. Colleagues, anyone else seek to be recognized? Vice Chair.
I as my colleague did earlier. I don't want to get into an extended debate about this here, but I would just say that I'm not sure that there is entire unanimity on everything that you just said, and I just want to put a pin in that.
Thank you. Okay, maybe time for appropriate motions or several appropriate motions. I'll turn it over to the vice chair first.
I think I probably have to go first. On the right page in my notes. Okay. With respect to Reg 2023-02, Artificial Intelligence in Campaign Ads, I move that the Commission open a rulemaking and direct OGC to draft a notice of proposed rulemaking for consideration by the Regulations Committee and the full Commission.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
No. Any abstentions? 1, 2, okay. So that motion fails by a vote of 1-3. The vice chair in favor, myself, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Dickerson opposed, Commissioner Broussard and Commissioner Lindenbaum abstaining. Let me put in another motion on the table to move through these items. Let me make the motion and then I'll just make a brief explanation. So with respect to Regulation 2023-02, Artificial Intelligence and Campaign Ads, I move approval of agenda document number 24-29-A, which is draft A. One of the reasons for this vote, let me just again state briefly, is that one of the concerns I have is about providing sufficient reasoning for the notice of disposition. I'm going to vote for both documents ultimately, but for purposes of public explanation, for purposes of the Administrative Procedure Act, even if this vote fails, I think it's important that the vote itself be a record of how we ultimately considered and deliberated and voted on this item. So for that reason, I'm going to ask for a vote on this item. Is there any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no.
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 All right, that motion fails by a vote of 3-3. Myself, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Dickerson in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindenbaum, Commissioner Broussard opposed. Further motions, Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you. If there is not unanimity from my view, I hope there is at least a majority. I'd like to move for the documents that were previously circulated by a bipartisan group of four commissioners. First, agenda document number 24-29-B, that is draft B.
All right, thank you. So it's the draft notice of disposition. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
All right, that motion carries by a vote of 5-1. Myself, Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Lindenbaum in favor, and the vice chair opposed.